Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Mem, Baba Kama 40b. We will start, however, at the beginning of this topic, which is the preceding Mishnah, which can be found on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph 39a. At the end of the Mishnah, about a third of the way down on the page, the Mishnah told us about a Shor HaItzdadin, which is commonly translated as a circus shor, an animal that's purposely trained to be aggressive in order that the different types of entertainment can be done for the bystanders. So such an animal that was trained to gore and purposely riled up to be aggressive, eino chayiv misa. If the animal kills a person, the animal will not be subject to capital punishment. Shenema, because the pasuk says ki yigach v'lo sheyagichuhu, when it will gore, and not when others will cause it to gore. So, if in the normal course of events, there's a fight and the animal kills, presumably that's considered a regular case of the animal killing. But if the situation is such that the animal is purposely being teased, then it will not be included in this rule. The Rambam, for example, Nizke Mamon, Perek Vav, Halacha Hey tells us, Shivorim Shamasachkin Bohen, oxen that they make jokes with, Umalamdim Osam Ligach Zeze, and they train them to gore one another, Eina Muadim Zeloze, they're not considered Muadim, Vaafilu Emisu Esa Adam, Einam Chayav Emisa, they're not Chayiv Misa, Shene'emar Ki'igach V'lo She'yagichuhu. Now, our Gemara on Mem Amud Beis takes this to a whole new level. Again, pagination 80 or Baba Kama 40b. We're counting up from the wide lines, four lines. And the Gemara here says, Sharhu itzdadin eino chayav misa, quoting the Mishnah, Iboiluhu, they had a question, Mahu ligabe mizbeach. What is the halacha regarding the mizbeach? So we know that there are many cases that have to be revisited when it comes to doing a mitzvah with them. We have a concept that there may be a higher standard if you're going to be making a bracha on a mitzvah, because botzeya berech nietz Hashem, there's a specific pasuk that says that it's disgusting for a person who acted improperly to then bless Hashem with that very thing. So to do a mitzvah through something that was improper, even if you got away with it and you didn't have to pay it back, but it may still be a negative application for a mitzvah. Likewise, the question would be, Mahu ligabe mizbeach, what's the halacha regarding using it for the mizbeach? Can such an animal be used as a korban? Rav Omar Kosher, Rav says it's acceptable as a korban, Ushmuel Omar Pasul, and Shmuel says it's pasul for a korban. Rav Omar Kosher, Rav says it's kosher for the mizbeach as a korban because onusu, it's beyond its control. It became habituated from outside sources to do this terrible deed. Ushmuel Omar Posol Hare Naved Bo Avera, and Shmuel says that it's nevertheless posol because an Avera was done through it. So that, in the Mishnah, we established that there's a concept of ones of conduct, not just a situational ones, The classic case of ones is that a woman was forced against her will. We're not talking about the exact situation being an ones. The animal's conduct has become an ones because he was trained to be aggressive. And it falls into this pasuk, v'lo shayagichuhu. But even besides the fact that he doesn't get capital punishment, according to Rav, the animal remains kosher for a korban, even though a person died because of it. But it's not attributable really to the animal. It was considered an ones. The Rambam in Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, writes as follows, Behema shesachku ba vihigi chuha, ad shehimisa es ha'adam, an animal that they joked, they teased it so much that they caused it to gore and kill a person. The animal remains kosher for the mizbeach, because it has the status of, against its will, an ones, an accident beyond the control of the players, in whatever case it may be, in this case an animal. The Kesef Mishnah writes, Posak kirav, the Rambam is paskening like Rav in our Gemara, the halacha kavosei bi'isurei, because we generally pasken like Rav when it is a topic of isurim, as opposed to a financial matter, when we would typically pasken like Shmuel. Thank you very much for joining. Have a wonderful day.